7-0 record for the Trenton Lady Bulldogs. Got a victory at Princeton last night. It was a defensive victory for Trenton as much as anything, the way I described it at the end of the night. Held Princeton to 21 points, 12 after the first quarter. First quarter was pretty evenly played. Trenton got a little bit of a lead. And then, Coach, you really locked down on Princeton. What worked well for the girls defensively last night?
Well, you know, not a whole lot, to be honest with you, not a whole lot changed in our approach or our intensity. You know, Coach Gooden did a good job. They were very patient on offense. We talked about at halftime how we had such long defensive possessions, and then we got a little over anxious on the offensive end. You know, we take the first decent shot, which is normally what we do, but you know, once we kind of figured out that they didn't really have an answer for Macy inside, you know, we started getting easy buckets, and you know, she had a tremendous night. I mean, she was 10 for 10 from the field, and I get that most of them are right around the basket, but you still got to be able to catch it. She made a couple of really nice plays. That open court layup against the Thomas girl, both going at full speed, was a pretty athletic play.
Yeah, that was the I think she got the steal at about three-quarter court and took it all the way. And I thought that was the most athletic play she's made in a year and a half.
Well, she's just talented. I mean, that girl, I mean, and in every game her confidence grows, and I think all the girls' confidence around her is already there. You know, that's from softball season, where they just knew she came up with big play after big play during the softball season, and that's carried over to the basketball season. And, you know, we get down and kind of get crunch time. Those girls are pretty confident, and if we can figure out a way to get the ball to Macy, she's going to make something good happen, whether it's a kick out or a score or getting fouled or something. She's taking it to definitely, well, her skill's always been there. I think it's just her confidence and belief in herself. She's just she's taking care of business.
Yeah, absolutely. And outlet, the weekly interview, obviously, Wednesdays here on KTTN. So we took take a look at the games that have played since we talked last for those that listen on Wednesdays. And we'll take a look at a couple of conference games here coming up over the next week. You go back to Chillicothe. As I said, clearly they're the best team that you've played this season, Coach. And they really challenged you on Friday. That was just an excellent, excellent win for your basketball team.
It was. Both teams, you know, I looked through the stats, and the stats were really, really even. I think both teams played at a high level. Neither team did anything that was just crazy good. You know, you didn't look at it, and somebody was shooting 60% from three-pointers, and that kept them in the game. Or, you know, I mean, we were really good from the free-throw line, but we are really good from the free-throw line. So that didn't really surprise me. That was just a high-level game, two good teams that were just counterpunching, and you know, we'd figure out a little something, and we'd get on a little run. They'd figure out something, they'd go on a little run, and I really thought that, you know, the veteran status of our team was critical. Nobody ever got panicked. You know, they cut it to three or four a couple of times in the second half, and we'd stretch it back out to 10 or 11, and then it get cut down again. We'd stretch it back out, and that's really what you kind of expect from a veteran team. And you know, I give all the credit to Chillicothe. They hung in there, and they made big plays at the right time, and you know, I just thought it was an excellent game, and you know, it was fun to, you know, it's fun to coach in those games. I know it's fun to play in them, but it's fun to coach in them too.
Boy, they screen and roll and put their body into a defender as much as anybody I've seen in a long time. And they do it legally, obviously, but what's the biggest challenge with the way they run their offense and the amount of screens that they have to try to slow them up?
Well, we've got to do a better job of recognize when that screen comes and stay tighter on the ball handler. We were giving them 2 or 3 feet, and that what that usually meant was that we were getting picked, and then if we hedged any on the pick, you know, to cover the jump shot, they were getting the roll. And I thought as the game went on, we did a better job of getting up into the ball handler, trying to get over the screens, forcing them just out of that easy look at the basket. You know, the Gadsden girl had a big game. I don't know if that's the best game she's ever played or not, but she had a couple of big threes, and she had some nice pick and rolls there on the left side that just, you know, she's left-handed. And, you know, Darren did a good job. They were prepared. They executed their offense. We just made enough plays at the end to get the win.
The place is packed. It's noisy. It felt like a district game. It felt like a district final, to be honest, which we might see them win one of those in March. We'll see what happens there. How fun are that? Do you ever take a moment when you're in a game like that just to notice the atmosphere and how loud it was and how fun it is to be involved in a athletic event like that?
Well, you know, in that game I didn't. I sometimes you do. I'll be honest, sometimes you can hear the crowd. But most of the time, you're just really so focused on what's going on, the plays that are taking place, and, they're doing this, what do we need to do to counter it, and vice versa. It's kind of hard to recognize everything that's going on. I think that's a way for the players, too. You know, I mean, they obviously hear the noise, but, I mean, if they're focused and they're intent like they're intense like they're supposed to be, that becomes less of a problem for the players, you know, unless there's a free throw being shot or a timeout or something when the crowd gets loud. But, I thought we handled it well. We knew going in one of the keys to our game was we had to be mentally tough. We had to, if we made a bad play, shot an air ball, threw the ball away, whatever, and the crowd gets into it, start chanting air ball, or, whatever good crowds do. We got to be ready, and we got to be able to move on to the next play, and I thought we did a good job of that.
I saw our grandpa before the game last night, and I told Max, Mothersbaugh, that that's about as well for a four-quarter game as I've seen Micah shoot the ball. She hit five of them, and I thought even the ones she missed, they were right there. I just thought she shot it in rhythm, and she really looked focused in on Friday.
Well, that's probably, as far as a complete game against, obviously high-level competition, that's Micah was a difference in that game. Just like last year when we played at Trenton, Salem was a difference in the game. And that's kind of the beauty of our team, Ainsley's, obviously most of the time she's the most important player on the court. Macy's got a chance to be the best player on the court. And defenses focus on them. And it's that next player that really does the damage, and we're just blessed to have multiple players that could do that. I mean, I thought kind of an unsung hero in the whole deal in that game with Chillicothe was Sydney. She boarded well. She drew the assignment of guarding Kennedy Kiefer, and that is a load. I mean, that is work. That's not a day at the beach. That's just, that's battle royale every time they're getting after it. And I thought she was a big key to what we got done defensively. And, it just takes that whole unit working together. And that's what's kind of fun about this group. They really don't care. I mean, it's kind of a cliche, but they really don't care who scores. All they care about is the scoreboard. Mm-hmm. It's not the scorebook, it's the scoreboard. And I think that's the makings of a special team.
No, I said it wasn't the prettiest game last night, but I gave a lot of credit to Princeton for that, and I kind of feel like the Lady Tigers, that's kind of the sort of teams that Bill likes. I heard him say be patient. They showed patience offensively. They get after people defensively, and they got some speed and some size and some grit inside. I just kind of feel like that if Princeton's at their best, they're going to win games in that 45-35 sort of area where they're going to play tough and play defensive, and they didn't make it easy for you offensively last night.
No, they had some really good offensive possessions. They have a little trouble scoring at times. That's a skill set that's kind of hard to do. And part of that's our defense. I mean, we don't give a lot of easy open looks if we can help it. We helped a little bit. We missed some shots that we're not normally missing. I mean, I don't know how, I kind of left after the game thinking about it a little bit. I think we probably left 10 to 12 easy points on the court last night and missed layups or shots right around the basket that, and that's not making all of them. It's just making, I think we probably miss 8 shots right around the basket that normally, we'd make 5 or 6 of them. So, and it's hard. I mean, we were so pumped up for Chile and we were ready last night. But sometimes you just have one of those games where you're just not quite as sharp, and you have to rely on your defense, and that's really kind of what we did last night, and that's one good thing about defense. It can't take a game off.
South Harrison's a team that they've been rebuilding for a couple of years. I'm not sure how far along they are in the rebuilding project. Yeah, it looks like they've had a couple of tough games here in the last couple outings. They come to your place on Friday, Coach. What are you looking for from your team practice next 2 days you get ready for Friday night?
Well, I just, we continually every practice work on fundamental stuff, which, some people may think's overkill with such a veteran group, but I truly believe that defensive fundamentals win a lot of games. We'll continue to work on that. Our job against South Harrison is to go out and kind of do what we do. We want to get up and down the court. We want to try to find the mismatch on the offensive end and see who we can exploit. We want to continue to be patient on offense and get the shots that we're looking for, and defensively, we just want to make it difficult. We want to have a hand in the passing lane. We want to have our hands around the basketball at all times. We want a lot of deflections, a lot of steals, and so we'll just continue to do the things that we've been successful with so far.
Gallatin on Tuesday. They're a good team, and you've seen them already, Coach. What's your thoughts on the Bulldogs?
Well, you know, they are a good team, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be an interesting matchup. They'll have some film now to look at, see what we tried to get done against them, and see if they've got anything to counter that. Not by no means is a gimme. I don't care what the score of the last game was. There's been several times that we've played. I know my second year coach, and we handled them pretty easy over the Gallatin tournament by 10 or 12 points. And then we played them at a game at Gallatin just a couple of weeks later, and it may have been the worst loss I've ever had as a coach. We lost by like 20 or 22 after we had beat them just a couple of weeks earlier. So it's a pretty good rivalry game. You know, I think there's a honest rivalry between the two schools because we're so close and we play so many times. So we're going to be prepared and ready to go. They got a couple of really good shooters. They've got size inside and the Maxwell girl. You know, they've got some pieces to make it difficult for us, so we're going to have to be on our game and ready to go.
Head Coach Brian Upton of the Trenton Lady Bulldogs. The game Friday night will be on Z101.7. We'll actually have the Gallatin game on KTTN 92.3. Gallatin hosting Princeton on Friday. Haven't looked yet at next week. We'll make a decision on that for the Trenton-Gallatin games for Tuesday sometime here in the next 48 hours. Coach, you see you Friday night out at Trenton High School. Congrats on the win last night.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.